Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Atlas Annuity Podcast. This is episode number 22, and I am your host, Marty Becker, the owner of Atlas Financial Strategies in St. Louis, Missouri. Okay, so I'm really excited to bring you this episode because we're going to address a topic that I haven't heard any other advisor except for one ever bring this subject up before. Now, that doesn't mean other advisors aren't talking about it, but personally, when people reach out to me, the vast majority have never heard of this specific topic. And today's topic is a continuation of the last several weeks where we've been going through the seven biggest mistakes that people make in their retirement. And just a quick recap of those previous mistakes that we covered are number one, not defining the purpose of your money. Mistake number two, chasing interest rates in your retirement. Number three, not understanding average returns versus actual returns. That's a big one. And that's really interesting. Definitely listen to that episode. Number four, not understanding, or at least not taking serious, the sequence of returns risk. Number five, not understanding withdrawal rates. Number six, underestimating your longevity. And then number seven, this is really interesting today. I think you're going to enjoy it, is believing you have liquidity in your retirement portfolio when you really don't. Because one of the biggest fears that people have when they're approached with an annuity or they're considering an annuity is that all of their money is going to be, quote, locked up. However, have you ever considered that even if you don't have an annuity and you're already retired, that your retirement portfolio is already locked up? Okay, so what do I mean by that? So let's see what the economist, Dr. Wade Fowle, has to say about this. Now, this is a little lengthy, so kind of stick with me because it's pretty profound what he's saying here. In a sense, an investment portfolio is a liquid asset, but some of its liquidity may only be an illusion. Assets must be matched to liabilities, kind of like a business. You have accounts receivable and accounts payable. Back to Fowle's quote, some or even all of the investment portfolio may be earmarked to meet future lifestyle spending goals. Retirees are free to reallocate their assets in any way they wish. He's meaning moving it from investment to investment or advisor to advisor. Back to his quote, but the assets are not truly liquid because they must be preserved to meet the spending goal. Assets cannot be double counted. And while a retiree could decide to use these assets for another purpose, doing so would jeopardize the ability to meet future spending. He goes on, this is different from free spending liquidity, in which assets could be spent in any desired way, because they are not earmarked to meet existing liabilities. True liquidity emerges when there are excess assets remaining after specifically setting aside what is needed to meet the household liabilities. Basically, how much income do you need to survive? Back to his quote. This distinction is important because there are cases when tying up a portion of assets in something illiquid, such as an income annuity, may allow for the household liabilities to be covered more cheaply than could be done when all assets are positioned to provide technical liquidity, end quote. Okay, so that was a lot. And what is he actually saying here? Basically, he's saying that if you have $1 million portfolio and you need to pull, say, $40,000 per year for income to meet your spending needs, basically you have $0 in liquidity. Now, why is that? Because if the money is there to produce the $40,000 per year in income, it has to stay invested to continue to produce the income. So therefore, on paper, it's illiquid. You cannot double count that money. Now, of course, just like he said, you can reallocate. Basically, he means you can move that money from investment to investment if you so choose, But what you cannot do is pull $100,000 out of there and go buy a boat. Because if you do that, now you're jeopardizing all the income that $1 million is supposed to be producing. You have to readjust the entire plan from that point on now, because you have less overall money producing total income for you. So it's either one or the other. You either have liquidity or you have investments to provide income. It's either or, it's not both. And this is vitally important to understand, because most people are sitting in their retirement right now thinking they have all the spendable money, and they don't. And you know what really affects this liquidity mistake the most? The other six mistakes that we talked about in the previous episodes. All these things tie in together to give you a complete picture of what you really have and what you don't have. And what's especially irritating to a guy like me who understands annuities and promotes them is you have all these other advisors running around telling people that annuities are going to lock up their money, when in reality, they are the ones who are locking up all their clients' money. So that was kind of a harsh statement, but here's what I mean by that. Let's take a look at a generic example here, and then we'll actually look at a real life case study that I just did. Now, if you're just listening to this on the podcast, you may want to go back to YouTube and watch the video so you can see the chart that we're looking at here. But let's say we have a 65-year-old couple with $1 million in their portfolio. And let's say that they're going to stick with that 4% withdrawal rule, which again is probably too high because of the reasons that we talked about in the previous episodes. But let's say they would be fine taking $40,000 a year out of their $1 million portfolio. Well, at this point, in the left column under traditional retirement plan, you can see they have zero liquidity. They have $1 million in their portfolio, but they can't touch any of it because that $1 million has to stay put to produce the $40,000 a year in income. And if they do have to dip into that $1 million for some sort of medical emergency or just some luxury purchase, now they have to readjust the entire retirement plan because, again, they have less overall money that's there to produce the income. Now, what if the same couple did something totally sacrilegious in the investment world and came and talked to a guy like me who understands annuities and promotes them? How did that work out? Well, we can look in annuity example one here in the middle column. Same couple, same amount of money, same needed income. But at the time of this recording, we could fund an annuity that would give them a guaranteed $20,000 per year for just over $281,000. Okay. So now they have a guaranteed $20,000 and they need an additional $20,000 from the portfolio to meet their income need. By that 4% rule, they only need $500,000 invested to make up the remaining $20,000 income gap. What did that do? That freed up over $218,000 for them in discretionary liquid assets. But then let's look what happens if they just decided to say, okay, let's just go ahead and guarantee the entire $40,000 per year that we know we're going to need, which would cost $563,000. Okay, we would fund an annuity with $563,000 out of their $1 million. Now the entire $40,000 is guaranteed for the rest of their lives, no matter how long they live, which means everything after that is freed up discretionary liquid assets. So they put more money into the annuity than they did in example one, but they have more discretionary liquid assets at this point. They freed up more money to the tune of about $430. So we literally went from $0 in liquidity to over $400,000 that they can actually touch. Now, I would be remiss if I didn't mention that in the traditional retirement plan, that $40,000 is not going to be guaranteed forever. That's just a very hopeful situation that $1 million will last as long as they do. It's really just an educated guess in the financial planning world. However, the annuity will last for the rest of your lives because it's guaranteed income. Okay. And in all seriousness, which seems like the better deal? Okay. This is just math. This isn't magic. It's math. And keep in mind, everyone, I'm not a genius. Okay. I'm not scrubbing in with Ben Carson to go in and separate conjoined twins or anything. My background is in firefighting, and I was able to figure this stuff out. You don't have to have a PhD in economics like Wade Fowle to understand the value of these things. Okay, so let's take a look at a real life example, a real life case study. We have a couple who is 77 and 70 years old. So they have a little bit of an age gap there, which we had to overcome. They have about 2.7 million in investable assets. When it's all said and done, after taxes and everything, they need about $96,000 per year in addition to their Social Security. Now, what we did was we took just under $800,000 to fund an annuity with a guaranteed income of $5,000 per month or $60,000 per year. Okay, so that's an important point. We didn't fill the entire income gap with the annuity. There is a sweet spot in there for everybody. But what that did was it left about $36,000 as an income gap to get them to the $96,000 that they needed. So if they were sticking with that 4% withdrawal rule, which they'd probably be okay because they're in their 70s, $36,000 is 4% of $900,000. So that's how much would have to stay invested in the portfolio. Now, they have enough money to where they would be totally fine not putting the annuity in there. But because they have to stay within a certain limit of the withdrawal rates, like we talked about in the previous episode, that really only left them with about $200,000 liquidity, as you can see in the graph in the bottom left there. The red dotted line is doing what they're doing right now. The green line is implementing the Atlas annuity strategy with the income annuity. So they only had about $200,000 in real liquidity, and then that went away pretty quick because of inflation increases. So now that we have a large chunk, about two-thirds of the income need covered, that freed up $1 million in free discretionary liquidity. Now, of course, I rounded these numbers up and down a little bit. It didn't work out perfectly like this, but as you can see on the green line, it's pretty darn close. So they went from having no liquidity at all to having $1 million in liquidity, even though they have 2.7 million on paper. They basically went from no liquidity to $1 million just by implementing the annuity into the portfolio. Now, of course, they have no intention on blowing that money. So it will and it should stay invested somewhere. But don't you think they'll have a little more peace of mind knowing that if they need it or wanted to grab $100,000 for an emergency or to give it to a family member or a charity or go make a luxury purchase, they can do that now with no consequence to their future income? So now, just because you have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars in your portfolio doesn't mean you really have access to it. And the next time you hear a traditional advisor say something uninformed like an annuity will lock up your money, I want you to challenge them on what they really mean by that. And by the way, do you have to have millions of dollars to make this work? Absolutely not. The formula is the same regardless of how much you have. So this works the exact same if you have $500,000 in your retirement, except on a smaller scale, obviously. How do you find out if you have liquidity or not in your retirement plan? Well, go to atlasannuity.com to book a short phone call with me and find out if the Atlas Annuity strategy will work for you and get your questions answered so we can see if we can improve your situation. And as always, if you found this information helpful, please subscribe, like, and share this with anyone that you think this could help. Again, this is Marty Becker coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri, wishing you all the best in your financial education, and we will see you in the next episode.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode of the Atlas Annuity Podcast. All information presented is for educational purposes only and is not a recommendation to implement any tax strategy, nor is it a recommendation to buy, sell, or transfer any security or insurance products. Atlas Financial Strategies Incorporated is an insurance-only licensed entity, and any decisions to buy or sell securities should be discussed with a licensed securities advisor, and any tax strategy should be discussed with a licensed tax professional. Past performance of any strategies or products mentioned are not a guarantee of future returns. For any other questions or concerns, please go to www.atlasannuity.com.